Well, let's speak to the former Secretary of State, Owen Paterson, who joins me now. Morning to you, Owen.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You welcomed the announcement on the possible devolvement of powers for corporation tax here. We've just had an economist, Richard Murphy, saying it's all hot air and it's not going to happen.
Well, we've come an awful long way. We're now tantalisingly close. As you know, the current Secretary of State, Theresa Villars, took up where I left off. When I left, we had got commitment from the government to do a proper study of it. We had all the main political parties in Northern Ireland all united, and business overwhelmingly united around Grow NI. So it's come an awful, awful long way since that very first conference I went to, where Gordon Brown sat on the whole idea on the grounds that the UK couldn't afford the foregone tax. And we set the principle that the foregone tax should come off government spending, which is very significant in Northern Ireland. It's about, what, $23 billion at the moment, and you might be knocking off about $200 million. So it's a very modest change from money being spent by the public sector to being left with the private sector. And it's a really important point to get across. This money is not leaving Northern Ireland if this came about, but it would stay in the hands of enterprising, bright people in Northern Ireland running businesses who would create wealth and, really importantly, create jobs. So
it would stay in shareholders' pockets, in other words, Owen. So the rich would get richer.
Oh, that's a really dreary anti-free market comment. The money would stay in the hands of businessmen who would reinvest it. Shareholders invest in businesses. That's how wealth's created, how jobs are created. And I'm as enthusiastic as ever. I think it would be completely transforming this. And we know perfectly well from the experience of the Republic of Ireland, they fought like absolute tigers against significant opposition, you know, other, you know, powerful countries in the European Union to change their corporation tax. And they've absolutely stuck to it through some very, very difficult times in the Republic because it is so valuable to them. It is absolutely key. And time and again, you get ministers from the Republic of Ireland saying this is an absolute cornerstone of their success, bringing in investment. So the whole new industries have been built up in last couple of decades in the Republic. And we know that they go there, not entirely because of corporation tax, but it is a big pull corporation tax.
And
if you're going to invest in Donegal or you're going to invest around Tyrone, what are you going to do? You're probably going to go to Donegal, sadly, because of the tax. You've got quite small, insignificant towns in Donegal getting significant investment. Big towns in northwest Northern Ireland not getting it. So,
and yet, Owen, Sinn Féin have pointed out this morning that they are completely against this tactic from Theresa Villars, the Tory government, and indeed they would argue the DUP, in saying that welfare reform is a prerequisite to getting this corporation tax deal. They're objecting to that. I'll let you hear some of what Conor Murphy said to me this morning when I even asked if there was any movement on welfare reform in terms of agreement. This is 6 weeks into the talks, Owen. Have a listen to this. But are you any closer, Conor, to finding agreement on welfare reform than you were a few weeks ago before the talks?
No. And the reality is that, just to set the record clear, we do want to see corporation tax powers given to the executive. We want the executive to be able to decide how to use those powers. We want a range of other fiscal powers to be devolved to the executive. But the executive cannot continue. There are two political problems facing the executive at the moment.
Can I just pick you up? Sorry to interrupt, but I will, of course, let you pick up your point in a second. So after weeks now of talks, you're absolutely not an inch closer to finding agreement on welfare reform.
Well, we're still, the progress that we've made is that the British government have agreed to talk about welfare reform at the talks, and we continue to talk about it. But I don't think we have made progress. We're not at any point of signing off on anything at all.
What's your reaction to that, Owen? No progress. So therefore, no corporation tax.
I'm obviously not involved in those talks at all, and that's for the Secretary of State to lead. All I'm doing is coming in at your invitation to talk about this opportunity, which may not come by again. So having got the proposal on corporation to the point where the Chancellor is offering legislation in this Parliament to get it through, I would just like to say to everybody in Northern Ireland, please, please step back and look at this opportunity and don't fluff it. You know, this may not come by again, and I think it would be absolutely transforming for many of the most disadvantaged people in Northern Ireland, some of those really difficult areas. I remember a really big business, Nicaragua, chief executive telling me they employed 2,000 people. He said if he had the rate of corporation tax prevailing in the Republic down to 12.5%, and of course you could go lower if you wanted, if you had the power, but if it went to 12.5%, he said over 10 years he'd double the workforce. You think of the impact of that in some of those really difficult areas, Gavin, Logan, Portadown, where the last few decades have been very difficult. It would just be completely transforming. It is far bigger for me. I think this would be far bigger than the current difficulties between the parties on details on current politics. I mean, don't fluff this opportunity. Yeah, would be my message.
But on, it's not just
it's long term. Looking for the I'm really talking about generations ahead. This could make a real difference, a real long lasting worth.
But it's not just politics to a lot of people here in Northern Ireland, because what some people, including Sinn Féin, will say is that this is George Osborne and your Tory friends bullying Northern Ireland into rolling over and accepting a cruel, vicious welfare reform strategy, and that is not a price worth paying.
Well, I think that's pretty exaggerated language for reforms which have been immensely beneficial across the UK, getting people back into work. So what Ian Duncan-Smith's done, and don't forget, through the Centre for Social Justice, he collated and published a huge amount of research on how our most disadvantaged citizens can be helped. And the previous policy of just chucking money at the problem and parking 5 million people across the UK on benefits was not working and was not good.
Do we not deserve to be treated as a special case, though?
And what we're seeing is, no, I think Northern Ireland would benefit enormously because these reforms really help our most disadvantaged citizens, getting them back into work. Work is the really key thing, and it would be of great advantage. But just get back on the main theme. It's not for me to get involved in the current nitty-gritty. That is absolutely not for me. What I think is legitimate is that I've seen how far we've got this idea of devolving corporation tax. We've just got it tantalizingly close, and my very clear message is look beyond the current difficulties, and I don't underestimate them, look beyond them and realize how really beneficial this would be long-term for the whole of Northern Ireland.
Okay. Owen Paterson, thank you very much indeed for joining me today. That's the former Secretary of State, Owen Paterson, urging the parties to do a deal.